Welcome to the Free For All Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything.
With no exceptions.
I remember I read that, like, the best way to win an argument is to not have one, because if you win, the other person's going to resent you, and if you lose, then you're going to resent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there on some political debates.
It's never worth it.
It's really not, because all they do is they just don't like you, and you don't change their mind.
No, like the book.
Not change your mind.
The book "How to Win Friends and Influence People" by Dale Carnegie's fucking gold mine. You should read that.
Oh yeah, I've read it.
I feel like that's always got so much crazy shit in there.
Are you reading that right now?
I already read that. I read that once a year.
It's a good book. I should put it on.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, I have that 75 hard book up there. You can borrow it if you want.
Yeah, I'll go take it. Yeah. Throw it at the wall.
Yeah, make sure when I get it back, it's got like fucking stains all over it.
Yeah,
and it's fucking
ripped
shredded.
In half and, yeah.
The only page left in the book is page 69.
Yeah, that's it. It'll like stripe off the back, so make sure 70's not
there. Perfect. I read this like interesting ass. This doesn't pertain to literally anything.
That's awesome.
Which is perfect for this podcast.
It actually is.
So like, you know how there's this, well, almost try and scare you and say like, this is a complete bullshit fact, but like, if you drink ginger ale, you're 2 times more likely to get fucking prostate cancer or something. That's not true, but you know how they say that?
Oh yeah. Did you ever hear the thing about Mountain Dew?
What is it?
That your balls will shrink if you drink Mountain Dew. Oh. That was a long time ago, but that was do you remember that at all?
No, but like,
yes,
if they say
bullshit.
What people don't understand is you need to look at the actual original stat. So like, there may only be a 0.1% chance of you developing this type of cancer. Mm-hmm. So if something doubles your chances, it's what, 0.2?
Yeah,
you see exactly. How they can manipulate that?
Oh yeah,
I never thought about that before. I'm like, wait a minute, you know?
Well, that's how they do percentages.
Yeah, so it's like that's kind of fucked up. Now, if the original percentage is 30 and it doubles to 60, you got a problem. But if it's less than a percent, who the fuck cares, you know?
Yeah, but there was a thing I remember in middle school. It was pretty popular.
Did you drink Mountain Dew and shrink your nuts?
No, they grew.
Oh, they grew. What's it called? Elephantitis? Where you got a massive
sack? Exactly. That's what happened. But I had to drink Pepsi to, you know, even it out.
Oh, that makes sense. I just snort Coca-Cola.
Which would make sense. You wouldn't know about it because you would have been like 9 at the time. And I was 13.
Yeah, technically my balls were still growing anyway, so. I wouldn't, you know.
But it was a pretty popular, like a lot of guys, like a lot of kids in my age group were like, oh yeah, we shouldn't drink Mountain Dew. That's going to fuck up our balls. And I mean, I remember even thinking as a kid, I didn't know about the FDA, so I said the government, which is FDA. The government funds the FDA, but I said the government wouldn't approve that. If there was actual statistics, they wouldn't approve that. And Mountain Dew, which I don't know what company, actually, I still don't know what company owns it, but I would say the company that owns Mountain Dew would lose way too much money if that was real.
Yeah, how about your Mountain Don't?
Yeah, Mountain Don't. I remember thinking that at 13, like, don't you think this is dumb?
You remember people that telephone game? Where, like, you were,
oh, yeah, that game
dude,
was...
Dude, I'd fucking destroyed everyone on purpose. So, like, I remember one time, I think it was, like, fucking fifth grade or something, the person in front, the original message was, like, if everyone is quiet, we get an extra 10 minutes for recess. That was like what I was supposed to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like fifth in line right before the guy who's last who has to say it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck this up. So they get to me and like, you know, the kid tells me, oh, if you're quiet and good, we'll get an extra 10 minutes in recess. So then I tell the kid behind me, I'm like, yeah, there's an angry gorilla in the bathroom. So she's hilarious. Like, all right, what do you got to say, class? And the kid's like, there's an angry gorilla in the bathroom.
What'd she say?
Everyone started laughing. She's like, oh, my God, who said that?
Well, actually, that would prove a good point that is the point of the game.
Yeah.
What you did is.
I was just teaching everyone a lesson. That's
what the lesson is rumors can change. I could tell you something, and you could tell with integrity and say what I said to the letter, and then that person could screw it up.
The lesson is don't keep an angry gorilla in the bathroom.
And that's the lesson. You don't give it bananas and won't be angry. Give it a barrel.
Yeah, it's like the person that when you wash your hands, like they try and give you like towels and stuff in a mint, like a fancy restaurant, but it's just a gorilla.
Yeah.
Demanding bananas or it's going to choke you out. You have to give him a banana so you don't get choked out.
He throws barrels at you if you don't get
a
banana.
Yeah, he gives you swirlies. And he reads you Shakespearean poems. Before he chokes you out.
Yeah.
It's like a bedtime routine.
It's super weird.
And Very romantic.
Yeah, same time. Romantically weird.
Really soothes the soul.
He's like, yeah, exactly. He's a highly intelligent gorilla.
Yeah, he speaks French.
Yeah, his name is Steve.
Yeah, he's wearing a man thong. Yeah, you can't question it because he's pissed. He's self-conscious.
And he identifies as a man.
Yeah, he identifies as a man.
Exactly.
The pause is for effect.
Yeah. You see that? How effective that was? Yeah. Exactly. And that's what Steve does.
Yeah, that's what he is, you know.
Steve the gorilla.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Steve.
Steve.
New bro code, baby. When you see an empty urinal by a guy, their aggressive calf raises with shit form right next to them. Ask if they come here often and are willing to spot you in between your legs. Then moan, bite your lower lip, gaze into their eyes like a lost puppy and say, I like the way you look today, sir, and wink at them. Say no homo and then skip out of the bathroom without washing your hands.
Is that your the book on mental toughness? Is that your new one you're reading right now?
Yeah.
How's that?
Pretty good, man. It's written by the same author that made 75 Hard.
Do you feel pretty mentally tough?
All jokes aside, yeah, man. I feel like fucking, I don't know. Like, I feel like a fucking Spartan warrior right now.
Exactly. Just gonna, like, sounds fucked up. Stab a building with a spear.
It's just weird because, like, I mean, I was guilty of this too. Like, how many times, like, just a rhetorical question, but like, how many times have you told yourself you're going to do something and just not do it?
Five.
So five, right?
Yeah.
4.3. Carry the one. Put it in my fucking Texas Instruments calculator and write boobies upside down.
Exactly. And
then I finish the problem by hand. You know, that's...
That went south. That went south.
Well, Texas is down south.
It is. That does make sense.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, I guess what I was trying to say. I'm on day 54. I actually have the... my balls are dropping. Yeah. Too much Mountain Dew.
This is a Mountain Dew, man.
Well, I got the app because it's just easier to check shit off. I'm on day 56.
Nice.
But, like, so, I mean, I've already, like, imagine keeping the promises you make to yourself every single day for that long with, like, zero deviation. Feel nuts.
I had to restart, so I'm about, whatever today is what day I'm on.
Five.
Day five. It's day 28, as I started New Year's Day. Not because of, you know, New Year's resolution, just because I got so sick I couldn't work out the 2 days. It just fucked me up too much, so I had to restart it. How's it working? How did you like that super cold weather? What, did you just, like, go for a walk in that?
I did the weighted vest. Honestly, it wasn't too bad. I layered the fuck up, though. Like, I put compression pants on the bottom, and then regular swishy pants, and then another pair of pants over.
Yeah,
with, nice, like, zip pockets to keep my keys. Then I had a t-shirt, like a long sleeve dry fit shirt, a hoodie, then the weighted vest, North Face over that, and then a Carhartt.
Oh, so you're definitely,
I was
warm.
Fucking ready, yeah.
I had, I put on a pair of sweatpants and jeans. I had these Red Wing boots, but they're like winter boots, like heavy duty stuff. Hat and gloves, hoodie and a Carhartt. I just walked the neighborhood. Hand gloves.
I had two pairs of socks, one regular, one like weatherproof, and then gloves.
Yeah.
And my beanie has this thing where you can pull out like a face mask underneath.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's kind of like a...
Did you have that on?
When it was 11, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cold. Those cold days, I was getting some weird looks, you know, because it's real easy to see through someone's house at nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, and, you know, my roads are lit up, so you can see someone walking, like, probably thinking, what the hell is it? Probably, what did it feel like? -1 on those days?
Yeah, because it was, the base temperature is like 11. But that, and there was windy out. There was like a 22 mile per hour wind. So,
yeah, it was pretty crazy. I just walked around. That's all I've been doing for my outdoor exercise, is just walks.
Yeah, I got that 20 pound vest now. But
nice.
I started to do some running, but not too much. I think the snow is worse than the cold because they didn't fucking, like, obviously, they don't fucking shovel the sidewalks, so it's just hard to, like...
Well, most people don't walk in the middle of the winter.
I actually started going to the park down there because they actually plow it with an ATV.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Then you just walk around there.
Yeah, because technically it closes at 11. It was funny, like 3 days ago. Dude, I had to do my second workout at like 12:30 because I had too much shit going on.
Oh, really?
So I wasn't even supposed to be in there, but whatever. So I did a run in there at night with the vest on. It was fucking raining. It was hazy. I'm in the fucking woods. People probably think I'm like a serial killer or running.
They probably do.
It just felt like a movie, you know? I was like, God damn.
You ever take your gun with you when you're at nighttime?
No, I just bring a blade.
Yeah, I take my gun with me. It makes me feel, I mean, nothing's ever happened in my area, but you never know. It's like one of those, if I don't have it, that's the time it's going to happen. There's a time I don't have it. As long as I have it, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I got a pretty gnarly switchblade that I bring. I mean, yeah, if someone has a gun, but honestly, I feel like, I was thinking about that, like, oh man, is there going to be a threat out here? I'm like, honestly, it's probably me. Like, <it's>, you know what I mean? I'm the dude walking around with a fucking weapon right now, like.
I mean, Ohio's a stay in your thong. Stay in your thong.
I think bringing your gun's smart. I just got to get a different holster. And for some reason, I don't like carrying a revolver because it doesn't have a safety.
Well, you have an exposed hand.
And if I'm running, you know, exactly. I don't want to fucking accidentally fucking shoot my leg or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't look too good. Oh, I'm warning you. Yeah. They steal your gun.
And if you pull that thing out, you have to, I mean, legally, the other person can shoot you. So it's kind of like a...
You don't have a choice.
That's kind of like last resort.
And it's illegal to brandish it. You know what that means?
Yeah, yeah. You can't fucking. So I was like,
can't just show it off. There's a kid at work, and he's like, yeah, when I get my CCW, which you don't need in Ohio, but I guess it's good to have, so you can take it to any state. He's like, I'm just going to go like this every time someone's messing with me. I'm like, that's a felony.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Someone will call the cops on you, you'll be arrested.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketchy laws that make me kind of paranoid to carry it sometimes. Or like, if I don't know any better. And
I mean, it's one of those, like, if you pull... I don't know how it is. It's one of those, someone's attacking me, and I pull out my gun and shoot them, and even if it's on camera, I'm 100% the right, in that moment, I will be arrested.
Yeah.
And they take your ammo. You'll give you back your gun. They'll send it through the mail, certified mail. You won't get your ammo back. So, I mean, I only have like 14 bullets, but still, they're hollow points and they're expensive. I'd like to have whatever the remainder was. And then you got to possibly go to court.
Oh, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. There's like a lot of steps. But you're going to jail that day.
Yeah.
And if they look at the footage, you still have to go to court. And then the judge, from what I understand, and I'm not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice at all. If it's open and shut and it looks like self-defense, it won't go to a jury. But if it's like kind of iffy, it'll go to a jury.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's a lot, you know? What if you get guilt? What if you're guilty, fucking jury fucks you or something, or the judge doesn't like you?
Yeah, exactly. That could happen.
Yeah.
You know, people are people, you know, they try to find the people that are going to be the most middle, but they could be lying, or they could say they're going to be the most middle and there's something about you. They just don't like you.
Yeah, I pretty much just use my gun I just keep it loaded here, and if someone breaks in, then
yeah.
See ya, sucker.
Yeah, see ya.
So, you remember I don't know if you remember, they used to make these squirt guns that were like super realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. They had to ban them for obvious reasons.
Someone got shot.
Yeah. Like, why would you make that, though? There's not even an orange tip on that thing.
No.
And they're like aluminum, like they're heavy, too.
Yeah, they look like real freaking guns.
It's like, dude. I almost bought one. This was funny, but I can't waste money on something like that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I bought my nephew a little fake toy gun, and I didn't know this, but his other like biological uncle, he's not my actual. He's like friend's kid. He's like real anti-gun and saw just a little AK, and he got really upset. Yeah, my friend thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, you got mad?
Yeah, and then my friend that. The father, he didn't get mad, but his brother-in-law got real pissed. He's like, he's only 4 years old. He should not be having toys like that. You're teaching him wrong. It's not a big deal. Turns out the kid didn't really even like it that much because nothing shot out of it.
No, at least you know. He knows he's got a fucking dud. He's got a paperweight.
Well, he was shooting. He's like, nothing's coming out of this. What he kept on saying because he's used to like shooting like Nerf guns and stuff.
Fuck, I remember those Nerf guns.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised they still make those. I'm surprised that's not too violent.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, it will be.
I was thinking about like you know how certain parts there's like a male end and a female end. I'm like, yeah. I guarantee you, that's
a
next.
A end and a them end.
Yeah. Fucking one end's a gender fluid alpaca, the other one's a fucking gender fluid house cat.
Exactly. And don't say that, you'll get in trouble at your job.
Oh yeah, you definitely will.
Oh yeah, it happened to me. I got written up.
Even though I said it.
Yeah.
And you got written up.
Well, I said it to. I know the person they have told.
Yeah, I do too. But she can kick rocks, or they can kick rocks.
They can.
They can kick rocks.
She can. They can kick. They. God, that gets confusing.
I'm gonna identify as a. I'm gonna identify as a fucking garden gnome with a leaky prostate.
Exactly. Well, I should have like sold it when I was brought in to the HR office, and the lady's like, "Well, you know, you said that you say that you identify as a house cat." She went like, "Yeah, I am.
I am." Start purring.
I'm not. I don't even have to purr. I'm living my truth. I'm like a, what's that cat that could talk on Pokemon?
First, I don't say Garfield, but Meowth.
Meowth, yeah. I'm a Meowth, bitch.
I feel like that's why they didn't call me in, because I know I would fucking do something like that, and they know that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe you sold the, you could sell it. I should have. If I could thought quicker on my feet, I should have just went with it.
I get why you did it, though. I mean, it's kind of a fucked up.
Well, I didn't think I'd get in trouble. I mean, I was throwing off. I'm like, oh, it's just a joke. It's not a big deal.
Oh, but if you sell that, they can't do anything, because they're trying to get you in trouble for someone else being upset.
Yeah.
So you can just say, yeah, identify as a cat.
Remember when you...
Purr, motherfucker. Well, don't say that, but...
When we were working together, we had to do that harassment video, and if I complimented someone else and that other person liked to compliment it, but you didn't, you could tell on me and get me in trouble. Geez. Remember how dumb that was?
Yeah, that was dumb.
And it's like... But the person I complimented liked it. Why is this other third-party person even mad?
Yeah, telling them to mind their business. Remember those? They had those things on the tables in the lunchroom that said, like, secure your load and fuck. They actually got rid of them after we made fun of them.
Yeah, I remember that. That was hilarious. I don't think they liked that too
secure
much.
Secure your load, fucking...
Protect your area. Didn't say protect your area.
Yeah,
it did.
Point into your fucking taint.
Yeah.
Protect your area.
Protect your area.
Secure your load.
Secure your load. I'll secure my load. That's
hell
for sure.
Yeah, fucking locked and loaded.
Ready to go all day, every day.
And they're like swimwear. 69% of the time works every time.
Every time. 69% of the time.
Purr, motherfucker.
Exactly. That's how I roll, man. That's how I roll. I don't know what to do, and I'm feeling blue.
Stand here.
The Free For All Podcast is through till next week. Free For All Podcast out.
Or in.
How you doing, guys? Love the podcast. You guys are doing awesome. I gotta tell you a quick story about me and Dave. So we both worked at a job together, let's just say in Chardon, Ohio. And there was one time where Dave decided to basically vanish for like 30, 40 minutes. And then I'm coming back from break, and I realize he's not there. Then I'm walking around, and I realize, did Dave leave? And then I realize again, I go, oh, Dave's taking a shit. Oh. So what I ended up doing is I ended up reaching out to one of the other managers to kind of fuck with him. So when he was coming back, because he only had like about 20 minutes left of his shift, I had the manager go up to him and be like, hey, you're going to have to make up that 40 minutes you spent on the John by staying a little bit late. And then Dave responds with, fuck that. I'm out. anyway, great podcast. You guys do some really good stuff. I would love to do more voicemail messages sending or talking about the episode. You guys are hilarious. I love the longer versions because I, of course, listen on my way to work. But you guys are awesome, and stay hard.